What is the Noahic Covenant's gracious provision?
The Noahic Covenant's gracious provision is God's promise that, despite the natural depravity of man's heart, he will never again destroy the entire earth with a flood.
What are the Abrahamic Covenant's gracious provisions?
The Abrahamic Covenant's gracious provisions are God's promises concerning Abraham's physical descendants, especially the nation Israel, his ultimate seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's blessing through Abraham upon all the families of the earth.
What are the Mosaic Covenant's gracious provisions?
The Mosaic Covenant's gracious provisions are God's good and holy law, the knowledge of our sin, and the shadow of Christ's saving work to come.
What are the Davidic Covenant's gracious provisions?
The Davidic Covenant's gracious provisions are God's promises that David's seed, kingdom, and throne would be established forever, all of which are fulfilled in David's ultimate descendant, the Lord Jesus Christ.
What are the New Covenant's gracious provisions?
The New Covenant's gracious provisions are a heart that is new, a knowledge of the Lord that is personal, a forgiveness of sins that is final and forever, and a restoration of the nation Israel to her promised land that is abundantly blessed.
In what way can we obtain the gracious provisions of God's covenants?
The one way, the only way, that we can obtain the gracious provisions of God's covenants is through the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ.
What offices does Jesus Christ execute as our Redeemer?
Jesus Christ executes as our Redeemer the offices of prophet, priest, and king, in both his humiliation and his exaltation.
How does Christ execute the office of a prophet?
Christ executes the office of a prophet in revealing to us, by his word and spirit, the will of God for our salvation.
How does Christ execute the office of a priest?
Christ executes the office of a priest in offering up himself as the once-for-all sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us.
How does Christ execute the office of a king?
Christ executes the office of a king in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, and in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies.